The Office of the BC Information and Privacy Commissioner, OIPC, has been ordered to try a second time to craft restrictions on a Summerland man's Freedom of Information, FOI, abilities after a justice ruled the previous limits were too broad and undefined. Brad Beasler had filed for the judicial review shortly after the adjudicator made their ruling in 2024, which found that Beasler had made systematic and excessively broad FOI requests, with the 10 most recent requiring the review of more than 46,000 pages of documents. The District of Summerland, having dealt with 79 FOI requests from Beasler, including 18 made by family members, had gone to the OIPC to ask for relief. The adjudicator's order cut those most recent requests and further restricted Beasler and his family from filing more than one request at a time for the next 3 years. In addition to seeking to have that restriction overturned because Beasler's family had been denied their right to procedural fairness by not being included in the adjudication process, Beasler also claimed in his appeal that the adjudicator was biased and did not fairly consider the evidence presented by both sides. Justice Brianna Hardwick's April 9 decision found the order from the adjudicator to be too broad, specifically in its restriction for Beasler's family from making requests on his behalf. "There is no definition of who the petitioner's family is," Hardwick wrote. "Does that include an aunt or uncle of the petitioner? Does it include a non-biological relative who is married to someone in the petitioner's immediate family?" These are but two mere representative examples that serve to illustrate the point that arises from the imprecise language in the remedy crafted by the adjudicator. Hardwick also agreed that there had been a failure to provide notice to Beasler's family, despite her own finding that their rights were minimally impacted. In this context, however, the requests submitted by the petitioner's family are better viewed as an extension of the petitioner's own actions, and the corresponding restriction a limitation on the petitioner's own rights, Hardwick wrote. As such, the restriction on the petitioner's family to submit requests on his behalf can only be said, as I indicated above, to tangentially implicate their interests. The claims that the adjudicator was biased in their decision were rejected completely by the justice. Hardwick wrote that she found those claims to be completely without merit, adding the adjudicator was not biased in their decision. Simply put, adjudicators and judges are entitled to prefer the submissions of one party to the submissions of another, Hardwick wrote. The rest of the order, including vacating the requests from Beasler that spurred the municipality into action in the first place, was not specifically touched on in the justice's decision. The OIPC was ordered to either reconsider its order as a whole, after giving notice to Beasler's family, or to just reconsider the portion around the family. The case was only one of several that Beasler has had before the courts in recent months. Beasler filed a claim of defamation against Summerland's mayor in March 2025, and that same month won a decision to continue pursuing claims of malicious prosecution resulting from a 2019 criminal investigation.